peace. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I'm Angelo Viola on Outdoor Journal Radio on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. And over there is Stephen Labadie.
Morning, how are you?
I like Labadie. Could we change it to Labadie?
Doesn't matter.
Do you mind?
Sure.
You don't care?
No. People call me Steve, Stephen, Frank, and hey, you. I don't really care.
Stephen Labadie. I like that.
How you doing?
Derek Brandeo and Jessica Ellis on the board, keeping us honest this week from the Fan. Wonderful program ahead of us. Lots of news. But before we get to that, let's talk about the fishingcanada.com website for just a moment, shall we? Because this week we had our sixth winter.
Yes.
No, winter is not here. Winter is in Italy.
Yes.
And winter is coming soon.
He's coming back bringing winter.
That's right. Our sixth winter. Oh, I'm having problems this morning.
That's not good. Were you drinking last night?
Not necessarily. of course not. I'm convalescing.
Oh.
Sheesh.
Okay, never mind that.
What was it? Oh yes. The sixth winner. So congratulations to Graham Price. Now, why do they spell Graham... Of Oakville, by the way. Why do they spell Graham Grahamy?
I don't know.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the second Graham that I've seen that spells his name G-R-A-E-M-E. Like, what's up with that?
I have no clue.
Anyways.
Well, people spell Stephen with a P-H. It's the wrong way of saying it.
Stephen.
Yeah.
Stephen. That's French.
Yeah.
Stephen.
Exactly. It's the wrong way.
Stephen. Mon chéri.
That
too. Can't say that.
I know. That's why I stopped myself.
Okay. Graham Price from Oakville. Congratulations. He is our sixth winner of the 9.9 Mercury Motor Outboard giveaway on fishingcanada.com. Now, ironically, not so surprising. Graham had 135 ballots in the box.
Whew, that's a lot of ballots. He's committed, eh?
Did anybody, I asked this a couple of weeks ago, and as usual, nobody listened to me then, and probably nobody's listening to me now. Has anybody figured out how many days we've been open for business on this fishingcanada.com 9.9 Mercury Motor Giveaway Contest platform?
Sorry, what? I wasn't listening.
Oh, good God. We need to find out how many days it's been on because like he's got 135 ballots in the box, but how many days was he eligible to put in ballots from March the 16th to September 16th? How many days is that, Stephen? That's what we need to know.
Okay.
All right.
I wrote a note down so I could do that on Monday.
Oh, you wrote it?
Yeah.
That's nice. Let me tell you how many it is. It's 184.
Perfect. Look at you. So you did the math. I didn't need to do anything. Perfect.
God almighty. It's hard.
I can't do math in the morning.
It is hard.
It's freaking 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm barely awake right now.
It is hard for me, you know. Not getting any easier, that's for sure. Anyways, the good news about Graham Price from Oakville, Ontario, winning the sixth Mercury 9.9 motor. The good news is that we still have three more to go. So there you go.
Yes.
There's 3 months left, three more to go. How many days would that be, Stephen?
I don't know, man. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I can't do math.
Holy lordy. The thing is, you're not kidding. That's the worst part. You're serious.
Especially in the morning, yeah.
Don't forget that all of the non-winning ballots will remain in the virtual drum until, for the duration of the contest until the very end. So the more you have in there, the more your chances of being selected, just like Graham Price from Oakville was.
Yes.
And, you can claim your own 9.9 four-stroke, high technology Mercury Marine motor just in time for the fall fishing season that is upon us. Let's not forget that. While you go to fishingcanada.com, while you're there, don't forget to check out the rest of the site. You got all kinds of cool stuff that you can look into, including a lot of outdoor blogs, even the dock. Even Doc has a blog on fishingcanada.com.
It's true.
Like, even Doc. Like, you know, when Doc gets involved in a website, you know it's serious business.
Yeah, it's legit.
Yeah. So Doc's got a thing on there. Everybody's got a blog on there. Check them out. There's a lot of how-tos. There's fishing hotspots, which is my favorite place to go and check out.
Me too.
And tons of outdoor news, wild game recipes. Of course, ODJ Radio, this very program, lives on fishingcanada.com. You can listen to us live there.
No. Yes.
Sort of.
Yes.
Yeah,
right now.
Technically, right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
I think the Countess might be listening to us live.
Oh, be careful.
She's out of country right
now. Did you get in trouble last week?
I'm sorry?
Did you get in trouble last week?
She didn't hear the show.
Oh, good.
That's why. Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Okay? Yeah, that's why I might mention anything else.
That's it. While you're there, subscribe to the exclusive Fishing Canada VIP online newsletter and receive weekly, not monthly, weekly updates on everything exciting that's happening in the outdoors and great offers from some of our advertising partners as well. That are it. Did I say enough about fishingcanada.com for now? The contest?
Yeah, for now.
We're good?
Yep.
All right. What's in the news? Oh, Asian carp back in the news in a different sort of way this time, which is kind of interesting. Of course, we've been promoting carp, and let me just throw this out there right now. We've been promoting carp fishing on this program and on the Fishing Canada show now for the better part, I would say about, you know, seven, eight years.
Yep.
We've been pushing carp fishing. And sometimes I get stopped and people say, hey. Yeah, that's how they address me. Hey,
hoser.
Hey, are you the guy who's trying to help those invasive carp from coming into the country and you're trying to help them? That's what they say to me.
Mm. Just like that.
It's like that. Hey, like in the middle of a grocery store or something. You know? So let's set this straight. No, the carp fishing that we've been promoting for the last 6 or 7 years is the common carp that has been here for 118 years. I dare say that it had been here a lot longer than anybody listening to this program, including me.
Yeah.
So they're not invasive. That's the common carp that we have embraced here on the Outdoor Journal Radio and the Fish and Canada Show. They've been here for over a century. All we're doing is trying to shed some light on them and as to their sports quality. Get out, have fun, bring the fish, kids out, you know, the family out, do some fishing, catch a carp, have a lot of fun. That's what we're promoting, the fishing of common carp. We're not promoting the invasive species carp, which is the grass carp, the Asian carp, the tiger. I mean, there's all kinds of carp that are invading things right now. Anyways, I just wanted to clarify because that guy who stopped me said, hey, are you that guy? I hope he's listening.
Hey.
So anyways, I say Asian carp, because there's an interesting story, that's leading some of the, news this week, about the, of course, we all know Asian carp. If you don't know, let me just, these are the ones that are, jumping all over the waters. They get spooked and they jump out of the water and they actually injure boaters and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you seen those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, here's a bizarre story. The invasive species, the Asian carp, apparently is not in our waters yet. Of course, the jury's out on that one because there has been evidence. There's even some DNA evidence that they are in the Great Lakes, but no fish has been seen or caught yet in the Great Lakes. But there's DNA evidence, and I don't understand how that works, but somehow there's little bits of DNA flowing throughout Great Lakes and that has Asian carp attached to it. Do you understand that?
I understand that.
Okay, cool.
Kind of.
I'll move on then.
Yes.
Anyways, you may recall we had a fishery scientist on the program a while ago, Corey Suski. And Corey is from Ontario, but he teaches at the University of Illinois, and he studies Asian carp.
Okay.
And he was on this very program. You're looking at me like I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm listening.
Just because you don't remember. I remember these things.
I'm listening. I'm not even.
No. He was here a while ago.
Okay.
On this program. We were talking about Asian carp.
Okay.
You remember?
No.
Good. Anyways, here's a new twist on this whole silver carp or grass carp invasion. Silver carp is the proper name for it, by the way. Anyways, apparently they have not invaded Lake Michigan, which they would have to go through in order to get through our waters, but apparently they're not. And this is according to some of the best fisheries scientists in the world, according to them. They have not. And here's the reason why. And this is according also to Corey Suskey, who was on this very program, and his research team, who's been doing a lot of work on this subject. They haven't been here because the waters are so polluted Chicago area, which they would have to travel through up the Mississippi watershed. And the water is so polluted that the fish refuse to cross it.
Great job, Chicago.
Holy wow. Here's what they found. The waters are so polluted with 280 chemicals from discharges from sewage treatment and industrial plants that it's actually toxic soup.
Oh my goodness.
And the carp have stopped. It's like a barrier. It's like a wall. The carp have stopped right at the edge of it. They will not traverse across it to get into Lake Michigan.
Well, that's good, but at the same time, there's toxic waste in the water.
That's not a good thing, right?
That's not a good thing at all.
No. It's going south, though. That's got to be a good thing for us. It's not flowing north. They ain't flowing north. It's flowing south. Anyway, since the water flows southward due to diversions in and near Chicago, all of this water flows south to the Gulf of Mexico. So that's not good.
No.
And, of course, beyond that. Anyways, personally, I'm okay with this toxic soup.
I'm not.
I am, because it's stopping the fish from coming in here.
Yeah, but you're ruining the environment on top of
that. Well, okay, what do you want? You can't have everything.
It's true.
Pick and choose.
Yeah.
This week's guest, Will Wegman, our good friend Will Wegman, will be joining us. He's headed to Algoma for some late-season bass fishing. Will, of course, is conservation director for the Aurora Bassmasters. And he will be up north for a while, as he does each and every year at this time, to enjoy some of the late-season fall bass fishing. And he'll talk to us about that and, I'm sure, other things. Kevin Callan, the happy camper, who now also is blogging on fishingcanada.com, by the way.
Good blogs.
If you want to know stuff about camping, you got to check it out.
Canoe and all that jazz.
Yep, everything. Kevin Callan's his name. He is the happy camper. Now, he planned a canoe trip from Lake Simcoe to Georgian Bay this time of year. That's not fun.
No.
Not for me. It is cold. For him. But then he threw his back out, apparently.
Oh.
Which I would use that. That's the perfect excuse. I mean, that's what I'd be using. And anyways, he's going to tell us about that and all the ins and outs of being the happy camper. Doug Gillum from the Weather Network will join us, and we're going to talk about the fall forecast and the early winter review. I've had all kinds of mixed reviews on this. I've been reading a lot about it. You know, there's as much claiming that it's going to be a nasty winter as there is claims that it's not going to be a nasty winter.
Well, they said last year was going to be a great summer, but it wasn't.
I don't know what to do with these guys anymore.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, yeah, they're professional. God love them. They're hardworking people, but they're not very good at their job or something. I don't know. Anyways, we'll find out when Doug Gillum joins us from the Nether Wet Work. How's that? Nether Wet Work. How's that working for you? Brian Pollock will join us from Dive Source, and he's going to talk to us about all the new scuba gear just in time for folks who are going to be heading south vacationing this winter. Scuba in the Bahamas, well, any place south is fantastic. And he'll talk to us about that. He also will talk to us about what he knows about the conception of the dive boat that went afire a few weeks ago in the California area. That was pretty crazy. 3 weeks ago. Did you read about that story?
No, I did not. I'm waiting to hear from Brian about it.
Aren't you hooked up like to some kind of a news service or something? I know you don't watch the evening news on the television for sure. So, and I know you don't read the newspapers for sure.
What's newspaper?
Exactly.
Go online and watch that. Read
right,
that stuff.
Right. So, aren't you? So the wreck or the burned dive boat?
I haven't seen it yet.
Wow.
I'm waiting here.
34 on board died in the fire. You didn't hear about that?
No.
Wow.
No.
I guess there's more important things in your life. Anyways, I've been waiting for years to say that we may have finally, the test for Lyme disease.
Oh.
There's been all kinds of speculation and reports out that it was coming. Anyways, later in the program, we'll be joined by Omar Green, CEO and co-founder of Ionica Sciences, which is affiliated with Cornell University in New York State, and they say they have the test that will, once and for all, allow people to diagnose Lyme disease.
So it's not like a guessing game like what you went through.
No, not at all. Anyways, a lot of ground to cover, folks. But first, a little behind the scenes look at Canada's nationally televised most popular fishing television program, outdoor program.
Yes.
Saturday mornings. The Fishing Canada Show on Global Television Network, coast to coast to coast, everywhere. It's everywhere. And so is he. He is, of course, I'm referring to my co-host, Peter Bowman. Of course, once again, Peter is sans me. He's on his own.
Yeah.
On this week's episode. He travels to Lake Temiskaming, which is the headwaters, of course, of the Ottawa River, in search of midsummer walleye. When he gets there, he's stunned at the water clarity. Stunned. Have you seen him stunned?
No, not yet. Actually, no, a daily basis.
I call him stunned all the time, so obviously I must have seen him stunned.
He's stunned every day, actually, to be honest with you.
Anyways, the lack of water clarity is more like it. This water is like fishing in coffee, says Mr. Bowman. But walleye bite fast and furiously anyways. It's called Old Mission Temiskaming Walleye. And for more information on this episode,
go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on episode schedule. Next broadcast date's right there, or check it out on Global BC Channel at 1 o'clock.
While you're at fishingcanada.com, don't forget
to enter the contest.
That's right. The Mercury Marine 9.9 outboard motor giveaway. The third engine will be given away in approximately 30 days from now.
Look at you doing math roughly in the morning.
I know, pretty good. Roughly 30 days. So get in there and get in there every day. Put in your ballot every day, and you too could be a winner. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.